Thank you, Brother Chris. Thank you, Ms. Lisa. Thank you again for coming. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. Luke 1, 33. This morning, I want us to address the matter, no end to Jesus' kingdom, out of Luke chapter 1, verses 33. If you're able to, I'm going to ask you to stand as we read that one verse today. God's word says, He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there will be no end. Father, bless your word in Christ's holy name. Amen. Please be seated. I want you to think about for just a moment, is there anything in this world that will last forever? Is anything going to last forever? Well, according to the Bible, there is. We know most of the stuff that we think is going to last probably is not. But here in this text, Luke chapter 1, verse 33, we're told that there is something that will last forever and ever. It's easy to forget about these words, how they must have sounded on that day that they were spoken, and they were written as well. They were spoken by an angel to a virgin announcing a baby who would one day rule the world. It was very difficult for them to comprehend that. And it happened in Nazareth, of all places, a city in the remote corner of the Roman Empire, which you and I know, they said, does anything good come out of Nazareth? So nobody really cared about Him and the Lord Jesus and any of that, if nothing else, because of the city. It was spoken by the angel when the angel made a series of incredible announcements. Let me read a few of those. Mary, the angel says, you will conceive and bear a son. And we know she was conceived by the Holy Spirit, not by any other means. You will call His name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Some astounding statements. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and His kingdom will never end. I would think all of those things, as Mary heard that as a young teenager, and as Joseph heard it as well, and when he heard it as a teenager, was astounding to hear that. But dear friend, after 2,000 years, the angel's message still seems mind-boggling, doesn't it? I want us to focus this morning on that last phrase, and of His kingdom there will be no end. No end means no end. It means forever and ever. That's a long time. That's how long that is. Eternity. I've been thinking about verse 33, and I want to share a few truths with you on this Christmas morning. First of all, I want you to know, there's our verse again, there will be no end. First of all, I want you to know that nothing of this world will last forever. Nothing of this world is going to last forever. We live like it is. We carry ourselves. We try to build up our barns and all these other things like it is. But nothing of this world is going to last forever. It's all going to perish. That crisp $20 bill you received this week or last week or maybe even got for Christmas, you're going to spend it. Eventually, it's going to be gone, isn't it? Or whatever it is. If you bought a computer, it's outdated, isn't it? Or a cell phone. It's going to be obsolete soon. Your clothes, your appliances, even our false teeth are not going to last forever. I hate to tell you that. Solomon spoke these words of wisdom in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 many years ago. Here's what he said. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten. Isn't that something? Even their memory. We forget about things that we'll say, I'll never forget. Yes, we will. Over time, we forget them. I've said things As a youngster, I'll never forget when this happened in my family or this happened. But over time, I have forgotten much of it. It's a sobering thought. Even our memory is going to be forgotten one day, is what the Bible says. What a lesson this is. If you're counting on somebody remembering you after you are gone, I hate to tell you, can I be honest with you? Forget it. Eventually, they're going to forget you. That's just the way it is. They're going to forget me and everybody else. That's just the way life is. That's what we just read, Ecclesiastes, the verse out of there. Sooner or later, we'll just be another name on a tombstone. To be honest, we're just being honest today. That's what we're going to be one day. Someone may say, well, that's depressing. Well, before long, I'll be a dim memory, and then I'll be forgotten, and nothing in this world, as I shared with you, nothing in this world is going to last forever. Nothing of this world is going to last forever. Let me give you the second truth this morning. Nothing's going to last forever. We told that out of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. I want you to know that only God's kingdom, as we read out of Luke chapter 1, verse 33, only God's kingdom is going to last forever. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 tells us that there is a kingdom, that God has a kingdom that will never, that cannot be shaken. That's what it says. Can't be shaken, which means it's going to last forever. I know it's easy to get caught up in the physicality of our life, but dear friend, it's more important that you and I get caught up in the spirituality of Christ and why He came this Christmas and all of that, the deity of Christ and the divinity of Christ and all of the things that God teaches us is way more important than all the other things that we hang our hats on. Everything of this world is shakable. Everything. Buildings crumble. Companies go bankrupt. College degrees fade into nothing. Houses creak. Our cars rust. And worst of all, our bodies wear out, don't they? But the kingdom of God will last forever. Isn't that wonderful? It's going to last forever. And we're going to get a new body one day, too, for those of us that struggle sometimes. Remember when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and he predicted that she would give birth to a son, and that's what we just read just a moment ago, back to our verse again. He's going to rule over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Let me give you a third little simple truth this morning. God's kingdom gives meaning to history. God's kingdom gives meaning to history. In other words, God's kingdom gives meaning to life, to what's important. Where is history going? Philosophers have pondered that question for thousands of years. No question is more important, perhaps, because the way you view history ultimately shapes the way you and I view our own life. When Larry Flint, pornographer, was interviewed by Larry King many years ago, he said that he believed we are like bottles on a conveyor belt. We pop up, we ride the belt for a while, something knocks us off the belt, we disappear, and our place is taken up by someone else. Dear friend, it would be hard to imagine a world or more of a hopeless view of human life than someone like Larry Flint is portraying. The Old Testament prophets, they spoke time and time again of a coming kingdom of the earth. Abraham caught a glimpse of it. Moses saw it from afar. David learned about it directly from God, and the major and minor prophets filled in the details of the history that's coming of this world. Years ago, one of my children asked me, how did people in the Old Testament get saved? And the easy answer is, they looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. They looked forward to the cross, and we look back, is the easy, simple answer. But men and women ultimately obeyed God. They did what God said. If God said you're to sacrifice, they sacrificed. If God said you're to leave Ur and you're to go somewhere, they left and went. They ultimately obeyed God. History hasn't changed. We know some want to rewrite history. But dear friend, history is all about God because it's His story. Amen? His story. People have trusted God when He told them to do whatever. The kingdom of God is His story today, tomorrow, and forevermore. His story is the goal toward which everything is moving. Everything is coming to a finality one day. It's the last chapter in the story that began when God created this world, and it began when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. And so that leads me to my final point today. I want you to know, precious one, that God's kingdom will never be defeated. Don't get discouraged. Don't get so overwhelmed with this life, because God's kingdom will never be defeated. That's what the Word says. His will may not hardly seems to be done on this earth. That's why Jesus says in His great prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, it's not always done. Man interferes with God's will. But His kingdom is going to be done. His kingdom will never be defeated. He's going to trample Satan under His feet one day. He's going to judge the workers of iniquity. He's going to set all the rights, the wrongs in the world, and He's going to reign from David's throne in Jerusalem. We know that day hadn't come yet, but He's going to do it. It's coming. Every great human empire seems invincible at its zenith. But I want you to know, dear friend, it crumbles. Egypt crumbled. Assyria crumbled. Babylon crumbled. Medo-Persia crumbled. Greece crumbled. Rome crumbled. All of them will, the mightiest of all the empires, will one day be brought to the ground. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 says this, "For the earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So you can imagine 2/3 of all the earth in water. And if we were to go under the earth, there's no telling how much water is under the earth. And God says one day, the knowledge of His glory is going to be so expansive that it's going to be as the waters cover the sea. All of this is what the angel had in mind when he told Mary that of His kingdom there will be no end. Jesus has a kingdom. He is building it in human hearts all around this world. And so I pray that He is building that kingdom and you are allowing Him to build that kingdom. He could force Himself upon you, but that's not the way He operates. But I pray that you are allowing Him to build that kingdom and to grow that kingdom in your heart, in your life this Christmas season. Let's pray. Father, why would we want to follow anyone else? Why would we want to put our trust and our securities and all of those things? Why would we want to build our coffers and barns and just try to fill them with stuff, Lord, when this world is temporary? But we know Your kingdom, there is no end to Your kingdom, Lord. There is no end to Your word. There is no end to You. There is no end to what You've promised and You've given us, Lord. Lord, may we live our life in a way that is reflective of what You've done in our life, how You've changed us, how You've worked in us, because we need to share that medicine, that antidote with all of those that are perishing all around us, Father. We love You, Lord. Thank You for sending baby Jesus, Lord, from heaven to earth, so that we could become rich in You. In Christ's holy name, amen. What number, brother?